If you have your Bible with you tonight, I've had this on me two or three days, so I wish we had a whole lot more people here. So this is what God gave me. I want you to turn in your Bible to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Matthew, chapter 24. This deals with the last days. It deals with the Lord's coming. And Jesus himself is speaking here, the red letter edition. His disciples came to him and asked him, as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, and they said to him, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" The world there is the end of the age. The end of the age. How many knows we're getting close to the end of the age?
Yes.
Right.
End of the world. Yes, you can feel it. Children, you can feel it in the air.
Yes, right. You can.
Oh, Lord, we're close to the coming of the Lord.
That's right.
My Lord. Pray for me tonight. Pray for me.
Touch you.
Come on.
Look at verse 37. Jesus said, "But as the days of Noah," which is Noah, "as the days of Noah were, the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be."
Yeah.
"For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage." Notice, until the day.
Yeah.
"Until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not, until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." You may be seated. They knew not.
Hmm.
Oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
"Until the flood came and took them all away."
No.
God will help me for just a little while here. I want to teach or preach. I might not preach this, or maybe teach it. They knew not.
Knew not.
They knew not.
Brother Jason? Yeah.
It's an odd title. Indeed it is. I'm going to take you into the Bible and show you that millions of people do not realize the spiritual shape and the condition that their soul is in, and they don't realize they're not ready.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
They're lost without God and has no mind about the Lord.
Nah, you're right.
Their soul is not ready for eternity.
Not ready.
This world is not looking for Jesus.
Amen.
And they're not expecting him to come. You can tell it by the way that they live their lives.
Yes.
They do not realize how far from God their minds and their hearts are. Oh, Lord. They don't think about the hereafter, because they're tied up in the affairs of life.
Yes.
They don't think about death and where they're going to spend eternity.
Right.
And their souls are not ready for the judgment. Most of the church world of professing Christians say, "I'm not that bad. Yeah, I know God.
Come on, bless him.
I prayed years ago and I was baptized and I professed Christ at one time. And I'm ready for the rapture." But they have no fruits.
No fruit.
Of righteousness.
Bless him, Lord.
No dedication and commitment to the Lord. They won't go to church and worship the Lord.
Come on.
The desire is not in their hearts for Jesus.
Come on now.
The true love of God is missing.
Right.
Many say they believe that they are all right, but you can't tell it by the way they live their lives. They're involved in the things and the pleasures of this world. They have their worldly friends and their other interests occupy them as they go on their own way. Oh God, if that trumpet would sound tonight, how many would hear the blast? How many would hear the Lord shout? Hallelujah. How many would hear the Lord, say, come up hither, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we've got a whole world full of entertainment and pleasures on every hand, and people don't even think about their soul. Oh, son of man, where are you headed? Where's your feet taking you? Have you ever thought about the judgment of God? Don't you realize that in this life only we have hope of knowing Jesus and able to be saved? How many times has God dealt with people? Conviction gripped their heart, and God has spoken, and God has drawn, and God is saying, you need to be saved. You need to put me first. Put me number one in your life and serve me with all of your whole heart. Come on. How many right now are laying out of the house of God and they could be here and there is no reason and no excuse? Oh Lord, I'd hate to think I'm laid in the bed, laid on the couch, watching TV, playing games. Hey Lord, but I could have been in the house of God and the trumpet sound and Jesus came and I've been left behind because I left my desire. I lost my desire.
Yes, come on.
My Lord.
You're telling it right.
Oh God, oh God.
Come on, me, brother. Lost my desire.
Pray for me tonight.
I know this is hard.
Bless him, Lord.
Can I ask us,
good brother,
is it possible that you can think that you're all right?
All right.
But you don't really realize that you're empty.
Come on.
Come on.
And you're not prepared.
Come on.
And you're not fully surrendered.
Come on.
In your heart.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, goodbye. You don't realize that you're undone. In God's sight, the Spirit of God and His touch and His holy presence is missing, and it's not really in you.
Yes.
You don't have God's Holy Spirit in your heart of witness into you that you're really truly born again, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Is it possible that you think that you're okay, but you don't have the joy of the Lord's real salvation down in your heart and in your soul, and you really don't have that good feeling that I know that I got him. I know that I'm a servant him. I know that I'm walking with him. I know that he lives in my heart. Raise your head and say, it's a no-so salvation. It's a no-so a salvation that you can feel the witness in your heart that you're all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless
holy,
you,
holy, holy, holy. Jesus, I know that he lives in my heart.
Yes.
Brother Tom,
come on.
I know I'm going to heaven because I love him. I'm a servant of him. Oh, God. Can you say here tonight, I've got his smile, I got his approval, I got his favor, and I got his spirit, and I know that I can feel the connection of heaven. It's a dead in my soul. God gave me something that is real. Raise your little head and praise him in the house. Every little heart in here and every soul in here, Jesus wants to live inside of you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Put him first. Put him first.
Put him first.
Let him come in and change your life and let him live in you.
Yes.
Holy God, holy God.
Bless him, Lord.
They knew it not.
Knew it not.
Didn't really realize. Oh God of heaven. Stay with me a little while.
Oh God.
Let's look for a moment at Noah and his generation.
Yeah.
Jesus warned us all in Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be ye also ready.
Ready.
For in such an hour as ye think not, ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The Lord, I believe the Spirit, Brother Jason, to cry out in our hour. You must get ready. Get ready. Get your heart right with God. Your time here's running out.
It's a running out on souls all over this world, my Lord, my God. Over 8 billion souls in our world. Jesus said, broad is that way, broad is the gate leading to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But he said, narrow is the way, and straight is the gate that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. I feel the Lord in the house. How many's here tonight? You glad you know? You feel the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah, Lord. You got him down in your heart. He came by your way one day, and you answered the call, and you could say, Lord, I'm ready for heaven. Hallelujah.
Oh, answer the call.
Oh, God.
Answer the call.
Oh, God. Holy, 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 holy.
Help us, God.
Jesus said, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, all the bad and the evil things coming on this world, and when you see the love of many waxing cold for God, and waxing cold for one another, know that it is near. My coming is even at the door.
Yes.
Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts, and I believe, Brother Jason, it goes beyond our physical heart. Jesus said, oh Lord, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your spiritual hearts be overcharged, overloaded means with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unaware of what day of the Lord's return. Surfeiting means people's hearts are overloaded. They've taken on too much. They're too involved with the world. They have no time for God. A surfeiting means taking in too much, overindulging on the things of this world to the point that you just get overwhelmed and you get sick of it all. People says, yeah, I know God, but they're not ready.
Come on, amen.
Oh, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, God. Help us, Lord, tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll have your way, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus said,
bless you, Lord.
Jesus said, my coming will be like a snare. The snare of the fowler. He pulls over this tree, pulls it all the way over.
Yes.
And he has a wire that he puts this wire and he hooks it to this branch, to this tree. And he's got a little trigger.
Yeah.
And when that bird and that quail, it steps inside of that.
Yeah.
And it hits that trigger. That thing swings up.
Swings up.
In the bat of an eye. And it's got the fowl.
Yeah.
It's got the bird. It's been snared. It's in the wire. And it cannot get out. Help me, Lord, tonight. How many's are praying for me? Oh, God. My coming will be like a snare. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
All right.
When a snare is set to catch an unsuspecting animal, it snaps suddenly without warning and catches its prey. And there is no escape. Caught off guard. And it is too late. How many people will be in the barroom? Brother Jason, we on our way to a church at a 152. I told Mary, it don't get too cold, it don't get too much snow and too much ice. That bar was filled with trucks and cars. Hallelujah, people in there. What if the Lord came tonight? My God in heaven, people are on their way to hell. They don't even realize that the snare is going to come.
people are praying for their loved ones, and they're brushing it off, and they're playing with their soul.
Kill it.
You're right, brother. You're right. Oh, God.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Wow.
Come on.
Kill it.
Oh, God.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. How many is to pray for me tonight? Oh, Lord. This is one of the hardest ones I've ever preached. I fought it all day, Brother Jason, knowing what I was going to preach. It's hard.
Come on.
Holy God.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
But of that day and of that hour, knoweth no man.
No man.
No. Not the angels of heaven.
Right.
But my Father on
my Father.
As it was in the days of Noah, word, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day, until the very day that Noah entered into the ark. How many knows that God, after he had worked between 120 years on building the ark, how many knows that God was pleased with Noah?
Yeah.
He worked.
Right.
Yes, he did. He was faithful. The Bible said in the Hebrews that he, through the fear of God, prepared an ark. I'm afraid that that's what we got missing in our society. People have no fear of God. The Bible said he moved with fear, Brother Jason, and he prepared an ark, and he built it according to all of God's instructions. How long and how wide and how tall. I'm telling you, God will not get back anything. He'll not get back inside of anything if you don't do it right. Raise your hand. Praise him. He cannot bless your work. He cannot get inside of your work if you don't do it like God told you to do it. And you got to obey him in everything that he tells you.
Oh, God.
The Bible said when it came to that day that God got back into that ark. Oh, Lord, I worked on this thing up to 120 long years and I labored. I never did lay my tools aside. He probably had his boys. I'd ask him early in the morning, Daddy, do we have to go out? Do we have to saw logs? Do we have to carry them? Do we have to put the lumber together to work on this big old boat? And I could almost see, and I could hear old Noah. I said, God, spoke to me, son, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He spoke to me. He did not speak to you, and I never will forget it. His voice sounded like thunder. It sounded like many waters when he said unto me, the end of all flesh has come up before me. Hallelujah. My spirit, I shall not strive with man. Hallelujah. I'm going to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life. But Noah, I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah, Peter said, was a preacher of righteousness. And Noah, a walk with God. Raise your hand and praise him. Woo! Noah walked with God. Noah obeyed the Lord unto the saving of his house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Saving
of
his house.
Help me,
Jesus. Glory
be to God.
Touch him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
Oh, God. And they knew not. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. They knew not. When that door was closed, Noah couldn't close it.
Yeah.
Come on.
He shut Noah in.
Come on, brother.
And while they were safe inside of that ark, listen to me.
Yes.
First time ever. Thunder rolled across the heavens.
Come on.
What will it mean to be left behind?
Oh, God.
What will it feel like?
Come on, man.
To be left behind. When Jesus comes. When the bride is taken out.
Come on.
When the saved and sanctified and blood washed and the born again is taken out that rapture that you find, we are raptured out. It means to be snatched out in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Can you imagine a streak of lightning a shining across the heaven in a twinkling of an eye, and a roar of thunder, and people that were partying, and people that were living it up, eating, drinking, and being married, and partying, and they're living it up. Can you imagine that look at one another and said, what was that? We never heard that before. And somebody out in the field, I said, I feel something wet hitting me on top of my head. Oh, look up. Oh, Lord God. The skies are turning dark. Look how it looks menacing, and it looks mean, and look how black the winds are picking up, and the rain is beginning to pour. Don't you think the people knew not until the flood came and took them all away?
Yeah. Praise God.
They knew not.
Didn't know.
It's too late.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Come on, bro.
I'd hate to think Jesus came and I was left behind to face the Antichrist and the beast. Oh, Lord God Almighty.
My.
Raise your hand right now, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. My Lord. Speak to my heart to you tonight, Lord. Lord. Draw me, Lord. Don't let me get cold. Pull on my heartstrings, Jesus. Draw me closer to you. I can't afford to miss this. Oh, Lord of heaven. My God, I don't know what to do with this tonight. I can't afford to miss it. Oh, Lord. I don't want to miss the rapture, Brother Jason. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, Lord. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. I'm ready. How many can raise your hand and say, I'm ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on, Lord. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to go home.
Glory, glory, glory.
Always stay. Stay as close to God as you can. Draw near to Him. Obey Him.
Draw near.
Holy, holy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus. Brother Jason, it would be nice if every church in our land would preach like this.
Yeah.
It would be nice. It would be this generation.
Come on.
To hear preaching like this in every church across the land.
Yep. Sure.
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God. Don't play with your soul.
Hey
God. Jesus said, "There shall be two in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other one left."
Come on, now.
Come on, bro.
Oh, God.
Bless you.
Can you put a definition on being left behind? God. Oh, Lord. Two women shall be grinding at the mill.
Yeah.
The one shall be taken. And the other left. Watch ye. Watch ye. Watch out. For ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if a good man of the house had known at what watch the thief would come, morning, evening, night, or midnight, or noon, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The people in Noah's day knew not until it was too late. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Come on, that's the ministry of the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that knocks on the heart's door. It's that conviction that shows you your need to be saved and to be sanctified and to live holy. It is the Spirit of God.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hell, God.
Spirit of
Spirit of God.
Holy God, holy God.
Holy.
Fasted for this body. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God. Holy God, oh God.
Bless you.
Raise your hand.
Oh, bless you, my
brother.
Lord.
Hallelujah. My Lord. Oh God. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Listen. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart.
Yes.
And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for he repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Found grace.
Oh, God. These are the generations of Noah. Listen, I'm going to close this. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. And perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. When all the world was away from the Lord. Fulfilling their lustful desires. Oh, Noah walked with God. Perfect, hallelujah. And the earth was corrupt before God and filled with violence. That's where we are, Brother Jason. Our streets are filled with bloodshed and violence. And God looked down upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way on the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. And that's when God told him to prepare an ark. God made it in plain in the Bible to us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he was just and perfect in his generation. Oh Lord, do you want God's grace tonight?
Oh, come on.
Come on, brother.
Do you want his grace tonight?
Come on.
Holy Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be preserved?
Come on now.
Holy, 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 holy. There was another ark Brother Jason built a long time ago up on the top of the hill of Golgotha and on Mount Calvary. There was another ark prepared. Who was it? It's Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Told the Roman soldiers, you do not take my life. I lay it down freely. I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to take it back up again. Go ahead and drive the nails through my hands and crucify me. Hallelujah, but I'm going to live again, and the grave cannot hold me. Raise your hand and give him a wave offering in the house. Hey, Lord, I praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah, when Jesus died and gave up the ghost, the Bible said Jesus gave up the spirit. And said, into thy hand, Father, I commit my spirit. Hallelujah. And the old Roman soldier walked up and took a spear and thrust it up inside of Jesus' rib cage. And therewith came out blood and water. The church was born through the blood and the water. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. The church was born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, through the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
God of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God of heaven. Oh, God of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. I'm in the ark. How many's in the ark of Jesus?
Come on.
Jesus said, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And if you are in me, you're in us and the Father.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. How many knows there's no other refuge?
Yes.
No other place.
No other.
Safe.
That's right.
But being in Jesus inside that ark. You want to come? Y'all come.
Jesus.
Holy God, holy God, holy God. Everybody in this house stand.
Come on, come on. Everybody stand here tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Have your way, mighty.
Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Brother George, he's coming just as sure as I'm standing right here. The Lord's a-coming. There's a song they sing, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again.
He's coming.
Will he find you washed in the blood? Will he find you? Come on now. Oh, God, will he find you ready? Jesus said, be also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I shouldn't have to beg anybody to pray here tonight. I shouldn't have to. But should everybody in this house say, God, search me in my heart. Lord, know. Try my reins and know me, Lord. Am I ready? Am I ready? Come on, come on. The title of my message tonight, they knew it not. They did not realize how far away they were from God. I said they did not realize how far away they was not ready. They did not know it. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray.
They didn't know it.
Oh, God. Lord and my God.
Oh, God.
Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy. And he knew it not. And he knew it not. They did not realize. Did not realize. Oh, God, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not sold out, God. Oh!
Come on, children. God loves you. Jesus loves you. I want to be ready.
It is a walk.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I have.